Couple of things here. This is a story, and then I started thinking about somebody else who this relates to, and I looked it up, and this actually was connected to the story. Mike Ditka criticizing Matthew Stafford, not for throwing interceptions or not leading his team to more wins when they've got a dominant defense and the best receiver in the league, but because he wears his hat backwards so much. This bugs Mike Ditka, who's an old school guy.
I'm with him.
I think he can make all the throws. He's a smart kid. I wish he'd put the baseball cap on frontwards instead of backwards all the time. When Ken Griffey Jr. got criticized by some for wearing his hat backwards, I thought it was a little bit silly, maybe because I was a younger man. I think more so, though, because he's a baseball player, and a baseball player wearing a baseball cap in just about any way is fine by me. If you're an NFL quarterback, though, Pat, and here's what Ditka goes on to say, if you're the leader of the football team, I think you've got to stand up and be that leader, assume that role. A lot of what you do is on the field, certainly, but I think a little of it has to do with appearance, too. You know, respect the game, respect your team, that's all. I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying that's the first thing I would tell him if I inherited him. I don't know if that's a legitimate criticism, but I've also thought the same thing oftentimes of Colin Kaepernick, who shows up at most of his post-game press conferences, if not all of them, with a backwards baseball cap on. It shouldn't matter the way you appear. It's really more about the content of your character and the way you play the game. But it does bother me, and appearance does matter. That's why you don't show up to an interview in a muscle shirt and some cutoff jean shorts. Not typical.
That's how I got the job.
But it depends if you want the job or not. Well, listen, if you're going into radio, it's right up your alley. But for most people in the professional landscape, that's not necessarily a very smart move. My question to you is, does it matter? Should it matter? It bugs me, and I don't know why it bugs me. I guess because some of the great quarterbacks I've seen over the years, I don't think would ever do that.
Let me just kind of give you an example that we already have of this going on and when it happened. It was probably early 2000, and David Stern realized that he had an issue on his hand. He had somewhat of a marketing issue with guys that he was worried couldn't relate to what he wanted to be the average American fan for the NBA. He instituted a dress code policy.
Right.
And at the time, it's kind of changed a little bit, but at the time, going to the arena and leaving the arena, you had to have either pants, regular dress pants, or designer jeans. You had to have shoes, couldn't wear sneakers. You had to have a belt. If you had a gold chain or any chain, it had to be worn inside of your shirt. And by the way, your shirt had to have a collar. Any shirt had to have a collar. You couldn't wear headgear, and you couldn't wear earphones. Those were the rules. And as you saw what happened over time, these NBA guys have taken it to almost level of their fashionistas. It's like
they're
GQ-ish.
Yes.
And I don't know about you. Yeah,
Fashion plates.
We can make fun of Russell Westbrook's funky-looking 70s shirt at the podium. But I got to tell you.
Yeah, the people who write
for... It gives you an impression about him.
Well, no doubt. And people who write for men's magazines, how many times have you seen that guy modeling in GQ or Esquire?
Yeah.
A lot. I don't care for it. It ain't my style, but it's style.
You know what?
He's got panache.
He does, but doesn't it just, maybe a little bit, maybe subconsciously, don't you look at Dwayne Wade or LeBron or those guys when they're up there dressed up in their, you know, high-dollar suit, don't you just for a second say, wow, this guy's kind of got it together. This guy's got it together.
It shouldn't matter, but it does. And I can hear, I got Tommy Smith on one shoulder, and I got my grandfather on the other one. And they're arguing different points here, and Tommy's saying, it shouldn't matter, you snooty white-collar nerds and your clothes and your fancy ties and suits. And my grandfather's like, appearance matters. Always look your best. Why didn't you shave today? I'm like, because it's Saturday and nobody cares, and I'm 17, Grandpa. Get off me. I used to get so irritated when I didn't shave. I still hate shaving.
I hate it, but I realize that you need to do it. It gives off a sense of maybe what you think of yourself. I don't want to say that, but I know right now fashion, you can have a little scruff, which is fine. I choose not to. You put two guys up. Put two guys up there on the podium.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning with a suit and tie looking sharp like that gives off, this guy's in charge. This guy is trying to show that he is separating himself from the rest of the group. Mm-hmm. That's what it shows. That's what it shows to me.
Here's my other thing, too. If you are, and this is totally unfair and probably not very reasonable, but this is the way I think about it. If you are in Damakong Su or Jared Allen or a defensive monster on the defensive line, and you want to wear a dirty shirt and a backwards ball cap to an interview or a post-game press conference, I really don't have that big an issue with it. But if you're the leader of the team, and typically the quarterback is, you have to look a certain way, you have to dress a certain way. You cannot, what I always say is, you cannot command respect unless you demand respect. And if you dress a certain way, you can sort of demand a certain amount of respect. And it's not fair, right? But that's the way of the world.
I don't think it's that difficult either for Matt Stafford in his 20 mil to get a personal stylist.
I'm pretty sure he can be, but he could also be a guy that pitches for whatever company. Yeah.
Can I just correct myself from what I remember also? You could also wear team-issued sweats. So if you were
to and from?
To and from. This is how we did. I don't know if the NBA said, but if...
But even if MJ could do that, he would still wear a suit. And do you think Michael Jordan didn't help build his brand by... Again, if you want to transcend your sport and make those... If it's all about the bottom line for you and away from the court, it should be all about the way you treat people in the bottom line. And the bottom line for you as an athlete, if you sort of comport yourself in a certain way and present yourself in a certain way, there's more endorsement money available to you.
Oh, there's a million and one reasons for you to go above and beyond dressing up anytime you're in public. Anytime you're in public is a million and one reasons. But here's the thing. If I'm the organization, if I'm the head coach, I know, does it really matter if Kaepernick or Stafford have their hat on backwards or if they have their hat hanging from a string off their belt, off their the waist of their belt? It doesn't matter where it is. But you do want him to be respected as a professional guy that people are going to listen to. It's just, it gives that
right
off.
I'm not that old school on a lot of stuff, but if I was Harbaugh or I was the head coach in Detroit, I think he's still the same guy, right? Jim, what's his name?
Schwartz! Yeah, Schwartz! I think he got fired.
Okay. That's right. Because, again, you know what they did? They underachieved. I would have pulled him aside and said, look, I'm not going to tell you can't do it. I'm just telling you how it looks. And same thing I would do with my kids. If you want to wear that stupid-looking outfit, knock yourself out. I'm not going to make you change. But what I'm telling you is it doesn't look good. Here's what I think you ought to wear, because it looks better.
Yeah.
Here's why we don't wear black shoes with brown belt. There's rules. There's reasons. I mean, it's not just because.
Although I do wear white shoes when and wherever the heck I want.
That's a Beantown thing. You can't get that out. That's in your DNA.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't get around that. That's okay. Alan.
Hey, guys. I couldn't agree with you more. Colin Cowherd actually talked about this a week or two ago, and he threw in Romo. Romo does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And his beef was, the devil's in the details. If you're not going to care enough to wear your hair, your hat around right, then you're also going to fumble a snap for an extra point.
Ooh.
And things like that.
How many years ago was that?
You know what I mean? his argument is if, if you're not going to be – if you're not going to care that much about how you look, then maybe you're not going to care about
– You're breaking up, Alan, but I think your point is made. Look, when I go to a business meeting, I'm going to dress a certain way. And you can call it fake or, Tommy would say it's posing or whatever. I can understand that there's an argument to be made on that. I'll give you that. But if I'm just coming to work, look, you're going to see what I wear today. I mean, I've got like some slacks on and a sweatshirt because I'm doing the UCA coaching show, and I'm wearing my purple.
Great. The only argument, go ahead. I'll tell you the only argument.
But my thing is, in our realm, you don't have to dress extremely nice. I mean, as long as you wear a clean clothes to work and it fits okay, fine. I don't want to see your gut hanging out or whatever. But if I have a meeting, I may dress one day. Like, I may dress tomorrow. I may wear jeans and a golf shirt.
Sure.
And I may not shave. But if I have a meeting, I may wear a suit. To me, part of that is, if you don't have to meet with the media and you're just going to the mall, I don't care if you wear your ball cap backwards or whatever, but if you're going to meet the media and you're presenting not just yourself but your organization, you really need to do a little better job than that, I think.
You'd hope. I could get behind when the days where a lot of your more fashionable clothes maybe weren't as comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you put on a pair of Hudson jeans, they are more comfortable than any pair of sweatpants I've ever worn in my
Thank
life.
Thank you. Good point. There are plenty of...
You can look great and actually feel comfortable at the same time.
No question. I'm a pimp for Nike. I've got these Nike pants on that, A, you don't have to iron, which I love.
God bless it.
And B, they're unbelievably comfortable. You think I wear them just because they're Nike or, as part of it?
Justin, look at this shirt. I have not washed nor have ironed this shirt in 2 years I've had it.
No, it's pretty good. The whole dry fit, no iron thing, I'm all about it.
I mean, all you do is just keep spraying cologne under the armpits and you're fine.
The other argument is, it's sort of like the Bull Durham theory, where he told him, look, there's fungus on your shower shoes.
Oof.
If you make it to the show, you can let the fungus grow back on your shower shoes and the press will think you're colorful. Until then, it means you're a slob. So if you've got multiple Super Bowl wins and you want to do something of this nature, while I don't condone it, it makes it more okay because you're the guy. If you're the guy, you get more of a pass. More of a pass. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm
like, if Tom Brady shows
you
up with his ball cap backwards, I still don't like it, but it's like, that's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He's got 3 Super Bowl wins. He's been to 5. Who's going to argue with that?
I'm not. Some of my biggest regrets.
Tom Brady could show him naked. You'd be cool with it.
I'd be down with it. Some of my biggest regrets, and I got a bunch. Trust me, I got a bunch, is not getting dressed up when I went to class in college. I would wear my oversized, droopy sweatsuit that they gave us. Yep. And I look back, I say, I wish I got dressed up.
No, you never
day.
Get a second chance
I
to
really
make a
do.
First impression. I mean, you could have met...
second or third impression.
Yeah, you could have met, you know, your future Mrs. Pat Bradley.
Because you walk on campus and you see, you can tell if a guy's an athlete because he's wearing his sweatpants to class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I know your legs are hurting. Our legs always were hurting. Now I look back, I say, you know, I could have separated myself in a good way this time.
Mm-hmm.
I actually could have separated myself from the rest of the pack.
Even if I was a manager on a college athletics team, I probably would have wore the sweats around so people would have thought. I think you were doing pretty well for yourself. That's a good conversation starter.
I see.
I think you did well with that, actually. Right. I mean, most guys would kill for that opportunity.
I see.
10:26, back.